The top leader of the LDS Church made a visit to the Caribbean today to speak with members of the Mormon faith affected by Hurricane Irma. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also spoke with government officials on the islands of Puerto Rico and St. Thomas. We have pictures from the visit up right now on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by Any Hour Services. You can give it a glimpse if you're not driving. We've also learned some LDS church buildings were damaged by the hurricane. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live now. Dave, so where are these buildings? Well, how bad is the damage?
Good question. The information we're getting from the church says that there were three church buildings in the Caribbean that were damaged. One is church-owned. It's actually on St. Thomas. The other is rented in St. Martin. And then there's a third rented building on the island of Tortola that was completely destroyed, they're saying. So it wasn't church property, but it was a building that the church has inhabited that they rent that is apparently just gone because of Irma.
On these islands, they say 70 to 80% of everything was damaged to destroyed. St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Martin, horrible damage there. What did President Eyring have to say about the visit?
Well, he mentioned that devastation. In fact, the church makes note of, even as he was coming in, I mean, in the airport, there are still planes that are flipped upside down. You can see that in the picture right now on the app, Jeff. But he did have a message. There was apparently kind of an impromptu devotional on St. Thomas this afternoon, and President Eyring said, and I'll just quote him directly, "Go to family and neighbors over a long period of time. That will give them a confidence that has been shaken. God lives. He's close by. He got me here today." So obviously mentioning that there's a lot of stress, a lot of heartache for people who were affected by this. The church does note no members were apparently killed or are among the dead from Hurricane Irma on these islands.